Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. Well, the city of Omaha is about to grow. The Omaha City Council approved an annexation package yesterday that will result in 8,700 new residents.
Welcome.
Hello and welcome.
High taxes. Welcome. That's why they're mad.
The mayor's original annexation package included Miracle Hill Golf Course, but the council members opted not to bring that area into the city limits so it can be redeveloped. And then maybe later we snatch it up. An extensive report from a 2-year grand jury investigation in Pennsylvania accuses over 300 priests of a widespread sexual abuse and church of cover-ups there in that state. The attorney general in Pennsylvania says it involves 6 dioceses there with more than 1,000 child victims identified, and it's believed that there were many more than that. The investigation into the child sex abuse within the Catholic Church is still ongoing, but the statute of limitations is hindering any prosecution. And Italian authorities say the death toll is now at 39 people when a bridge collapsed yesterday in Genoa. More than 30 cars plunged about 160 feet when a portion of the bridge collapsed at that coastal city. Hundreds of firefighters continue to search for survivors in the debris of the bridge.
That's awful.
It was only 50 years old, gave way during a heavy rainstorm.
So it just slowly deteriorated enough to...
Right, this storm somehow knocked it down, but yeah. Wow. There must have been a design flaw. There's a big truck that was left on it that had just got lucky. I mean, it's like the guy's like the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
The last portion fell right in front of him. So it's like a scene out of a movie. You know how they always love to do that in movies where
one's
the road
hanging.
Falls down
right
in front of your first two tires.
Yes.
It looks like that.
Okay.
It's like a scene, like a over-the-top scene in a movie.
Wow. So I'm sure that guy looks at things a little bit differently.
Yeah, you get a new lease on life.
Yeah.
We are getting University of Nebraska football fans charged up this weekend. It's their chance to meet the coaches and the players. Fan Day will take place at Memorial Stadium down in Lincoln this Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30. A chance to see the players. They'll be seated on the field near the west sideline. Husker coach, head coach Scott Frost will greet fans in the Osborne Athletic Complex near the weight room.
How old is old Scott Frost? What's his age, Jeff? Do you know? He's probably in his 40s, right? I'm guessing. Yeah, I think so. He's in shape. He's just in shape.
Wow.
That's a long way to go for a compliment.
Just jumped in there and we're like, yeah.
How old is he? I don't, you know what? I don't care how old he is.
I like him. 43.
43. That man is in shape like that. I don't know many 43-year-olds that.
That's what everybody says. They're like that. He could probably still play. He looks like it.
Well, when he's at UCF, he ran the option. He suited up and ran against the guys so they can learn it. So yeah, he can still play ball.
He was on Jim Rome yesterday. Let me ask you a question. Yep, on the show, Scott Frost. Let me ask you an excellent question. Everybody wants to talk to him. ESPN did the story a day ago. The reluctant rock star, Scott Frost, life at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Well, what's cool is not only do we have players that want to play for him, players want to be him.
Yeah, which is a
These
good
young
thing.
Guys are like...
That's a good problem. That's a good thing. Now Scott, if you're listening, call the show. Come on. We're not going to ask any weird questions. I won't get goofy. I just want to say hi.
Yeah, welcome. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not true at all. Yeah, that's not true at all.
Yeah, well, if you want it, you feel the urge to call and laugh a little bit at the Big Party Show.
It's going to be, I think tickets are going to be hard to come by.
It's going to be a sold out season.
Everybody wants to go
again.
The game I want to go to is the Colorado game.
Well, this...
be a solid one.
Yeah.
Nebraska is obviously looking for a lot of wins this season. Another team, Cleveland Browns. They are getting the special attention of Anheuser-Busch.
That's
the Browns were winless last year and 1-31 over the last two seasons combined. So,
everybody's watching them. Last night was the second episode of Hard Knocks on HBO. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of front and center. So the beer companies probably realize do something with this team because you're going to get a lot of pub.
They're all jumping on it. Yeah, you saw that one of the coaches got a couple boxes of free lozenges because of, you know, everyone's watching it on Hard Knocks. So it's a good idea.
Box of what?
Lozenges. You know, them things you put in your mouth and make your throat all juicy so you don't get all hoarse after a night of screaming. It's a giggle.
Yeah, because it...
See, comments like that is not going to get Scott Frost to call.
Is that the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator?
That would be the defensive guy.
And
the
he said
screamer.
He's at practice. He goes, it happens every year.
Yeah.
First couple days of practice. So the coaches, they have to get their voice up to speed.
Yes, they do.
From the screaming. So what's Anheuser-Busch doing?
They're going to start placing padlocked victory fridges in select bars around Cleveland.
Yeah.
And they'll be filled up with Bud Light. And so when a victory by the Cleveland Browns, who haven't won a game since 2016, if they win, boom, free beer.
Really?
Yay.
Well, they will win. They like magically unlock.
Yes.
That's pretty sweet. All right, so they just played the Giants in preseason. I know it's preseason, and they won, which is great, but I don't know, man. They're looking pretty good.
They haven't had a quarterback, so the problem with this franchise
it's gonna be a battle.
Is they just can't find a franchise quarterback.
But now they got Baker Mayfield, who won the Heisman last year, and he looks pretty good. He looks happy. I mean, think about that. You're going on to a team that, you know, didn't win a single game, and you get a hopefully win the role because they do have a starting quarterback in there, but they got some good players in there this year, so I don't know. We'll see.
Now, do you know of a comparison like that in the college ranks?
No.
You don't?
Well, the Huskers, they won.
Oh, you just got Frost at UCF. You went into a...
Well, that was a couple years ago,
completely winless program, and last year went undefeated.
Turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Scouts are adding a new gluten-free offering this upcoming year when they roll out their infamous Girl Scout cookies. You can also pick up a box of caramel chocolate chip, rich caramel, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and a hint of sea salt in a chewy cookie. That's according to the news release.
I gave you some Girl Scout cookies, didn't I, last time you were in town?
I think so.
Did you eat them?
No, I gave them to my mom. I can't eat them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Now you can, right?
Well,
why
no,
can't you
eat
them?
She's lactose intolerant or something.
Yep. Yeah, I can't. All the good stuff has dairy in it.
There's a little dairy in it. Yeah.
Yep. But
what does
this
it do? Just make upset your stomach and stuff.
Yeah, it upsets my stomach, and in certain cases, I mean, it renders me like sometimes like completely.
That's probably why he gave you the cookies. Eat this.
It's like, did that make you sick? Excellent.
It's a natural. It's a natural poisoning.
So these are gluten free though.
Yeah.
So for people who have gluten allergies, this is the Girl Scouts giving you a very delicious way to enjoy Girl Scout cookies and support the troops. So they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but in the case of New Line's upcoming movie The Nun, that could be not necessarily true. They put out what's called a jump scare tease for this Conjuring spinoff, which opens in theaters September 7th.
Trigger warning. Yeah. Might be scary.
I watched it. It does come out of nowhere.
Does it?
Yes. And apparently the way it worked was you didn't click on it in order for it to happen. It was one of those things that, you know, when they are playing ads in between videos, this was one of the things that was playing. And they're like, you can't do that. You can't just have a jump scare teed up to roll without people being able to stop it. It's spooky. So the ad comes live on the YouTubeverse. You can check it out. It's like 2 seconds. And
but it's just
the
nun with green eyes and teeth.
Yeah. Pops out and freaks people out. People are like, I was trying to watch doggy videos. This thing came out of nowhere. They've gotten in trouble before. YouTube has had these moments where kids are, you know, trying to watch their Minecraft videos or whatever, and next thing you know, some graphic inappropriate commercial comes up. They've had this little problem in the past, but I guess Twitter users were warning everybody, watch out, this movie, The Nun, which is the fifth installment in the Conjuring series.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't know it was a Conjuring. Okay.
Neither did I. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, it's all part of the Conjuring, which they've had a lot of different trials, a lot of different installments. So this is the latest. And San Francisco has a new poop patrol to help clean up its streets because everyone there is really tired of seeing massive amounts of feces all over the sidewalks.
I must add to that, and it's human.
Yes.
Okay.
So the new program is going to include a team of people using pressure washers and steam cleaners to get the city sidewalks clean. Poop patrol. I don't know if that's the official name, but that's what it's been billed as. I guess the scope of the problem is actually quite staggering. The San Francisco Chronicle, the city's public works department, received about 14,000 complaints just since January of this year.
The new mayor walked through, you know, after she was elected and was like, I've never seen a problem as big as this one.
So HBO's got this Alexandra Pelosi documentary right now called San Francisco 2.0. You guys should watch it. You'll evolve a little bit on how you think.
Okay.
Like they've got former, I think it's either the governor or former mayors of San Francisco driving through San Francisco. And they're like, that's my old house. I can't afford also, to live there anymore. Bang. This is a mayor.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what they've done is Silicon Valley has kicked all the natural residents out. They have sort of created, gentrification has created actual homeless people. And I think there's a cynicism that they're not enforcing this and letting this happen so you can villainize the homeless community and it makes it a little easier because there's a ton of pushback there locally.
Okay.
Like, this is awful. Of like, all the locals are all getting pushed out.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, because...
And you talk to, at least in this documentary, the locals are like, I force these new, they call them aliens, and they're the Silicon Valley kids that now live in San Fran, all these million-dollar millennials. They're like, I force them to make eye contact with me because none of them talk to the locals.
Oh, wow.
That's sad.
They all just walk around with their coffee, you know.
Looking
their
down.
Phone. What? Well,
eye contact.
But if you do want to take a deuce on the streets of San Francisco,
it's all right.
It's a pretty deuce-friendly city.
It is. A buddy of mine was out there.
I mean,
there.
Molly, you did the story yesterday about putting public urinals in, where is that, Paris?
In Paris.
Out in public because the problem is there's no public bathrooms anymore. They don't exist. That's why Starbucks just went through that problem.
Largest, I have a friend that went out there. He went out hiking out there in that area. And, you know, we'd been talking about it because we did that exit Omaha out to San Fran. And I just asked him, did you see or did you even notice anything? He said, yeah, it's a problem. It's not everywhere, but I watched a guy do it on a sidewalk. He walked right by him. I'm like, oh, okay, so it is that prevalent, I guess.
I mean, yeah. I have
can you imagine? I can't. I
get stage fright when I go to a Cubs game and I got to take a whiz in the giant trough.
I mean, what do you do?
You know when they have those trough urinals?
You get chai.
And there's like a long line and there's like high pressure. I get stage fright for that when you're standing. I can't imagine just leaning over in the park.
God. I have trouble even doing it in the woods when I'm camping if I have to. I can't. Imagine just popping
just like
a squat.
The bears are looking at me. Well, it's interesting that you were talking about that, Jeff, because the Department of Housing and Urban Development just dropped a list
Where?
This morning.
Just dropped a list.
About the most expensive housing markets in the U.S. And they say San Francisco tops the list. You have to earn at least $100,000 a year if you want to be able to afford a place to live.
Yeah.
If you want a house.
All these people there out there, they're Airbnbers. Not because they want to, because they have to. So they're like, I have to rent out my house so I can afford to keep it.
Oh, it's just sad.
But I mean, it's exploding. There's so much, everybody wants to live there. It's just supply and demand.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all working in Silicon Valley. They all want to live in San Francisco. So all of the properties have skyrocketed. I mean, this has been going on for the last two decades, but now it's like fever pitch.
Hit mass.
I think they lead the country in terms of the statistic of where a landlord, somebody comes in and buys your building, and then they can flip you.
Okay.
You know, they only got to give you a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah. then you're out.
Put you on the street. But then you have nowhere to go.
And that leads to pooping.
Problem. People are like, well, where am I going to go?
Oh.
And I'm not talking about pooping. I'm talking about living.
Yeah. That's what it leads to. That's next. That's
next. News update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know, if you're pooping on the streets, now it's like because you can't find a place to live. It's like, you know what? I might check out Des Moines. I hear Cedar Rapids nice.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
It is a Husker Rally of Rallies. People, you need to go there. It's next Saturday for the Hands Heating and Air Conditioning Husker Rally. There are going to be a lot of former Huskers there. They're going to be good ones. Johnny Rogers, you like that guy? He'll be there. So you can get autographs. You can hear some interviews from former Huskers. Mike Rozier, one of my childhood heroes, actually. So excited to have him there. Will Shields, Danny Noonan. We've had him on the show before. Love Danny.
Danny's our boy.
Steve Taylor, Chris Kelsey. Yeah, there's several of them. So if you're looking to have some fun, this is going to be the largest pep rally you'll ever attend. You know, it's going to be all for the Huskers. All right, you can go to channel94.com for any of the details. But we're touting it as the biggest Husker fan fashion show. Chance to win Nebraska tickets, all that stuff. They're going to have a kid zone. They're going to have it all.
So this Saturday will be the second day of the Maha Music Fest, but a week from Saturday, same location, Stinson Park, 11 to 4, getting everybody in the lather for Husker football. And then the following Saturday is game one.
Yes, it is against Akron. Cannot wait for the game. I'm going to go to Vegas for that game. I decided I'm going to sit in a sports book with my Husker gear and just relax. A lot of people in Vegas, they there are a lot of fans out there. You may not know this, but they're always, if I talk to someone, they find out we're from Nebraska and watch Nebraska game, they always have tons of questions. Tons of fans.
Like, why you guys so bad?
Yeah, things like that. What happened? Are you sad still from the last game? You know, has this season been a disappointment? So on and so forth.
Why come you no good no more?
Yeah. No.
Why come?
Willie Garrett just sent me a text yesterday of the entire schedule of the Las Vegas Golden Knights for next season, saying, what game do you want to go to?
I know.
This is our buddy Willie who used to work here. He's a football player. He's a Husker fan. He moved to Vegas, and now he is a hockey fan, too.
Isn't that weird?
I still haven't gone to Vegas yet, so that might be how we get there this year. We got to go to a Golden Knights game.
We got to catch the fever, baby. Vegas, I mean, I'm excited to go there for the first Husker game. I really am. So it's just going to be nice. I mean, you'll have a blast. I can't believe you guys have not been there yet for at least one visit.
How many people do that? They go to Vegas for a Nebraska home game.
Just me.
Everyone does it. It's a tradition. First home game. Yep. Go to Vegas, watch it on TV in a bar. What else would you do?
Yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of college football for me.
Says degenerate gambler.
I'm going to put some money down. I think
this is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
So Demi Lovato's drug dealer, it's gotten a little complicated. The word is he's claiming that they had a romantic relationship.
Oh, man.
So this is the guy that earlier this week, when it was rumored that Demi Lovato had an overdose on a batch of oxycodone that he brought her. Everyone was like, apparently they smoked this oxycodone. And then when he saw that she wasn't doing that great, he skated and let her people find her. This
but
is
then he
how
shows
the story
up at the
goes.
Hospital. He's got grills. He's like, yo, what's
up?
I
love you.
My name's Upgrade. I am her boyfriend slash dealer.
So now comes word that he wasn't just the guy with the goods. He was the guy with her heart as well. And he has a rap sheet. I've yet to find a photo of this guy, even though he must have a mugshot because he was arrested back in March with guns, drugs, money.
He looks exactly like James Franco from Spring Breakers.
They're you found
like,
a picture of him?
Are you next of kin, Upgrade? Okay, Mr. Upgrade, are you her brother?
So I guess Demi, according to TMZ, has been in contact with this guy since April, and he's been her supplier. So I can understand why her friends are probably upset, because it's like, well, this is not a good turn for somebody who's sober when you start hanging out with a drug dealer. Not a good
And freebasing, doing all that stuff, just stupid stuff.
So Chris Pratt is opening up about the new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. This poor movie has gotten off to a rocky start when it was announced that the director and writer got fired for old Twitter tweets. This guy, James Gunn. Well, now Chris Pratt is saying it's a complicated situation for everybody and that it's not an easy time. So there's even been talk of like some of the actors like not wanting to go forward, or at least if the new director is there, like if they want, if they'll at least use the script that Gunn wrote. It's got to be tough. I mean, this isn't their first time working together. This would be their third project, and he was the guy that brought this Guardians of the Galaxy property to Disney.
Yeah.
So they're just being loyal to probably
That's
their
fine,
friend.
But how about the guy that moves in next, though? Do they have?
It's tough. That's a tough role. I mean,
it's like, hey, dude,
it's really tough.
Do
they have to get
job.
Paid millions of dollars to show up and read words off of a piece of paper after people put you in a costume.
Heartbreak.
Uh-huh. So Chris Pratt was saying, we all love James and he's a good friend of ours, but we also really love playing the Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's a complicated situation. I mean, obviously they're going to show up and do their job, but it is, you know, it's a little bit stickier than before.
Who's the voice of the raccoon?
That's Bradley Cooper.
That guy's got the best gig.
Yeah.
He absolutely has
he
it.
Just
that
has to
and
show
Vin
up
Diesel.
And talking to a microphone.
Think about Vin Diesel. All he has to say is, I am Groot.
I know. That's the easy gig.
Cha-ching! God. Have you guys had a chance to see Infinity War?
No, it just came out yesterday.
We're not rich enough.
Well, I didn't know if you saw it in the theater. I didn't know if you saw it in the theaters because it's cute because Groot is now a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so he's angsty. But all he ever says is, I am Groot. But there's this scene where he's like, I am Groot. They're like, whoa. Like he's obviously given lip. Like he's just being a teenager who's on his video game and he doesn't want to talk to anybody. But it's just funny because it's just I am Groot all the time. Cardi B had to drop out of the Bruno Mars 24 Karat Magic Tour on account of the fact that she just had a baby. But he made the announcement of who's going to fill in. Boys to Men.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Ciara. And those are just some of the opening acts that are going to be playing at various dates on his tour, which gets launched again in September. He starts off in Denver and then is hitting all sorts of big cities.
How's Boys to Men look these days? How do they
sound?
That's
what I was wondering.
We just had Mix a Lot, you know, that people kind of laughed like, and then Mix a Lot was awesome.
Yes, fantastic show, Mr. Mix a Lot. I don't know. I thought Boys to Men.
I just wonder what they look like. Did
new.
They get big?
Yeah, Boys to Men. They're men now. Can't you just say
they
were just men
then? I don't remember them very boysy. They were menish.
They were always kind of the men. Cara Delevingne has a new girlfriend. There's been a rumored romance between the actress / model and another little actress named Ashley Benson. But apparently the two made it official when they were packing on the PDA at the airport in London.
You know how everything must stop every time they're kissing in public? Just
She's
the earth
just
grinds
stunning.
To a stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty be like you seeing Scott Frost walking across at a crossing.
Whoa.
Just goes to bullet time.
Slow.
Party's mouth is hanging on the floor.
What? No.
Marlene's trying to talk to you and she just falls into the background.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
His abs are just real.
Party did just ask me off the air if do I think Scott Frost has a six pack?
How dare you share that? Well, what do you think? Does he? No, because I mean, come on, he's fit.
Oh.
Party asked me if I think the carpet matches the drapes.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what that means.
Number one, I did not. Air. That was Mike. That was the fourth guy on the show, Mike.
Oh, that was Mike.
That wasn't Party. No, sir. Mike got a little weird. He ran to the bathroom, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Look, we're all ready for
Mike's hiding in shame. He's listening in the bathroom. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're talking about me.
So, Cara Delevingne.
And this Ashley Benson, she is on Pretty Little Liars, or she was on Pretty Little Liars. So she's an actress. She's 28. Cara Delevingne's just 26.
All right.
And I guess those two were seen looking awfully cozy when they were flying from London to New York.
Mm-hmm. I think Cara Delevingne is very funny. Have you ever seen her in interviews? She's really goofy.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's just too pretty. I mean, those
she's
people
just,
are too pretty.
She doesn't look other. She looks otherworldly. She's got cornrows now.
Does she really?
Yeah. So the pictures that I'm seeing, it's Cara Delevingne and like crazy long. She looks like the James Franco character.
Yeah, she
from
looks
Spring
like
Break.
Riff Raff.
Yes.
Those are people that they're so good looking, they can't screw it up.
I know.
It's
right.
Like they almost look like they're trying to mess it up.
I know. That's just a damn good thing.
She does a little, I will say it's not her best look.
What if Scott
she
Frost showed up
spooky.
For game one with dreads?
I was going to say, what do you think he looks like with cornrows?
Just if Scott subtly started doing side things, like he's still killing it on the practice. He's a great role model. But he's like, yeah, I went out and got grills yesterday. I like him. He's got like those big braces.
Nobody
wants
to say anything.
And then the next thing, he's rocking corn rolls. Right. Nobody wants to say anything.
You don't say a word to that, Scott Frost. No way.
He's like the Elvis. Like, does this jumpsuit make me look fat? Is it a bad idea? You're like, no, E. That's awesome. And I love hanging out only foot deep in your pool.
Seriously. That's what happened. Elvis put on those capes at first, and it looked good. People are like, I'm going to be honest, that would be horrible. I'd look terrible on everyone else on Earth. You're killing it right now.
And then just... Yeah.
Then you start skipping dessert.
A little puffy.
Going, you know what? I'll take a slice of pie. I'll have another slice of pie.
I cannot wait for the season to start. I really can't. I can't. You think that's Scott Frost ever called a show? Come on.
What if Scott Frost had flowing hair?
How do we know?
I don't
he
even
does
think
it?
He'd be able to big, handle it. Like I don't think big, party would
like a big fro. Don't make it seem like I'm trying to make out with a dude, Molly.
Oh, I am. No. I'm sorry. We're all the things that Jeff was saying earlier about you really asking about a six pack off air. That was within the realm of not making you sound like a creep. My apologies.
It's just a that little
is
bit
your
of a,
celebrity
it's a man
news.
Now we're calling
update.
It celebrity news.
On Channel 94.1.
Bunch of hogwash. All right. Here's the gig. Mamaha's coming to town. Actually, she never left.
What is this in the background?
Boys to Men.
Ooh.
This is Molly's favorite band.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, Mamaha. It's coming to town. Not Mamaha, but Maha Music Festival.
So you're in a lather. You got frost on the brain. It's like
cold.
All over the place. He's playing Boys to Men while he's talking about the Mamaha Festival. Maha.
That would be awful, wouldn't it?
Think Weezer.
The Mamaha Fest.
Scott Frostville. The Frostville. Maha Music Frostville.
What? I hate you.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel 941.com.